Blake Sutton from Whole Hog Sports. I'm here with Scotty Bordelon, and we are inside Bud Walton Arena, where the Arkansas Razorbacks are a winner over the Aggies of UC Davis, 81-58, in the home opener for the 2018-2019 season. Comfortable margin of victory for Arkansas. I thought the story, two stories of the night, were the play of Mason Jones and Adrio Bailey, especially, and those were the two players that we got in postgame press conferences. So let's start with Mason Jones. What did you think about him tonight?
Shot it with confidence. I thought he was just really aggressive with his shot selection, and he wasn't. I think the big thing with him is just not getting into his own head and shooting with confidence and not being hesitant and being sure of himself. And he was that tonight. He was like 5 of 6 from three at one point. What did he finish? He finished the game 4 of 7. I think he was 3 of his first. Hit his first three.
Yeah.
Hit his first three attempts. Looked pretty good, and he brought his smoothie into the post game press conference again.
That's gonna be his calling card, I think.
Yeah, for sure. He had a good night and shot it well on a night that Isaiah Joe, you know, you look up and you think he had an off night. He shot 2 of 5 from three and still had what do you have, 14 points? Had a pretty solid game.
Yeah.
Arkansas needs, like, there are going to be nights when Isaiah's not shooting the ball great, and Mason's going to have to fill in.
He did a good job of that.
Fill in those shoes, and he really did. He did a great job tonight shooting the ball.
He finished with 21 points. Adrio Bailey finished with 20 points. He had a monster game. I mean, it was one of the best games we've seen from Adrio probably in his career at Arkansas.
Without a doubt, those 20 points he scored are a career high.
Yeah.
You know, he was one of the more impressive things I thought was he started the game 9 of 9 at the line.
Yeah.
And, you know,
Arkansas really needs some better free throws.
Would have been Arkansas's leading scorer had he not missed, when he not come up short on a couple free throws late.
Yeah.
But he did really well tonight. Shot the ball like with Mason. He's shooting with confidence, and he made another long two. You know, I wasn't crazy about that long two that he shot and made against Texas. But he took almost the same shot tonight, made it, made his first career three tonight. So
that was incredible.
He's shooting the ball on the perimeter with a lot of confidence and looked really good doing it. And, you know, I was told before the season that, you know, we're probably going to get to see Adrio doing that a little bit more this year. I didn't know it was going to look like this. I think he missed a three against Texas, but mid-range shots the other night. I think he was either 3 or 3 or 4 or 4. He made a couple more tonight and looked confident. That you add that, throw that three in there. That's a bonus. Is you get Adrio's agile enough. He gets his guy in the air. If his defender respects his shot enough, he gets him in the air. Then he can either pull up for a mid-range jumper around the free throw line like he's more accustomed to, I think, or just dish to a guy on the perimeter for a better shot. Or, I mean, he starts driving the lane, he might be able to hit Daniel for an oop.
Yeah.
So, lots of options there. He looked really good tonight. I was impressed. I don't know that he liked so much everybody talking about how great he shot tonight in the season opener, because he hasn't shot great throughout his career.
Yeah.
From the perimeter.
I thought that was the stat of the night, that it was his first career three-pointer, made three-pointer, and he's a junior. I just when I saw
not
that,
a, not
I
in his game, I guess, until now.
Yeah. Daniel Gafford did Daniel Gafford things. Not an incredible game from him by any means. Finished with 12 points. What I liked from Jalen Harris was, you know, he'll make some moves that look like he's going to the basket, and then at the last second he'll just flick it to Daniel, and Daniel's open for like
it's
a
impressive,
big dunk.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Harris had 4 assists on the night, and he tricked me a couple of times. There was a couple of times where I was like, "Oh, he's gonna go lay it in," and then he just kind of flicked it to Daniel, and boom, just a wide open dunk.
You know, and he didn't turn the ball over tonight either. I don't think he had 4 assists.
No turnovers.
Didn't turn the ball over in 28 minutes. Yeah. This is 2+ days after playing 39 minutes in an overtime game when the ball was in your hands most of the night against Texas. Didn't shoot it great, and so I think he's like he's 4 of 18 from the floor. And let's see, 4 of 18 from the floor. And I can't find his numbers, but, you know,
he was 1 of 6 tonight from the field. But,
yeah, 0 of 1 from 3, so he's 0 of 6 on the season from 3.
Tonight he's more of a distributor.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's what you're going to get with him. Yeah. I mean, you want him, obviously, to get going. And I saw one time in the first half, he missed a wide – the only three that he took was right. It was dead on, straightaway three, missed it.
Pretty badly.
Slapped his hands together pretty hard after he missed it. He was pretty frustrated with himself. He obviously wants to get going offensively, but, I think he was – Arkansas had several guys that were like plus 25 or more tonight, and I think he was, and he's definitely one of those guys. Mike really liked what Jalen did defensively, and he, I think he forced. I don't know that he was guarding UC Davis's point guard the entire night, but that kid had seven turnovers, so he's applying some pressure too.
Well, Arkansas's next opponent back here, Bud Walton Arena, Sunday afternoon. They're playing the Hoosiers of Indiana. 2:30, right? Afternoon game?
Yeah, 2:30.
That'll be a good one. We'll have the basketball podcast Mid-America come to you on Thursday, so stay tuned for that. And we'll have full coverage on Sunday when Arkansas takes on Indiana here in Bud Walton Arena. But for Scotty Bordelon, I'm Blake Sutton. We're with Whole Hog Sports. Thanks for listening.